welcome to a brand new edition of the MLB Scoreboard Report, as we are going to cover some games that have happened in spring training baseball. Give you all the recaps and scores on that. There's also a big signing for the New York Yankees that took place, and Bryce Harper has narrowed it down to three teams. That's what we're going to cover into today. As always, I'm Kramer Sansone, so let's get into it. Start things off, Aaron Hicks, the outfielder for the New York Yankees, signed a 7-year, $70 million contract, and that's a very interesting contract. He's going to get $10 million a season. And it's a very nice and lucrative contract for himself. Last season, he batted a .248 with 27 home runs, 79 RBIs. As with that 7 years under his belt, he's going to spend pretty much the rest of his majority of his career possibly as a New York Yankee. He started off in Minnesota for his first 3 years. In the past 3 years, he's been in New York. Has improved hitting since he has joined the Yankees. In 2017, at 15 home runs, drove in 52 RBIs. And once again, with last season, batted a 27 home runs, 79 RBIs, batting a .248, as he was ranked 22nd in MVP race. But he's a very good, solid defensive outfielder to have on their team. So it's a good seeing and signing for this New York Yankees, as you obviously can tell that they have moved away from. We're trying to get Bryce Harper, or who knows, they could even try to be one of those teams that, after the narrowing it down to three, he could go elsewhere, possibly bring in a fourth team. Moving things on to Bryce Harper now, he said there's only three teams that he is looking forward to or interested in, and those are all National League teams, so the American League will not get any type of deals on him, but that involves the San Francisco Giants, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the Philadelphia Phillies. Those are the three teams. Once again, the Giants, Dodgers, and Phillies are the only three teams for Bryce Harper to go to. Let's start off with looking at the depth chart in Los Angeles, as this outfield is crowded. They have Jock Peterson in left, A.J. Pollock in center, and Cody Bellinger in right field. Enrique Hernandez or Andrew Toles will be like third platoon guy. Even have Chris Taylor possibly at times go out to the outfield. Even Max Muncy, because Max Muncy can play anywhere on the team, anywhere on the position wise that they want him. Do I think this is the right decision for Harper to go to the Dodgers? I don't think so. It's too much of a crowded outfield in order for the Dodgers to try to do anything with it. The players will not be happy. There's a reason why they traded Puig and Kemp, because they have all this talent, all this outfield talent that needs to get action. And when they signed AJ Pollock later on in the offseason, it just made sense to them not being able to go for Bryce Harper. But it's very interesting that the San Francisco Giants are part of the chase, because their outfield is all young players. If you look at this, the 25-year-old Chris Shaw, he's their left fielder starting right now at the depth chart. Last season was his first season in the majors. He batted a .185, one home run, seven RBIs. That was in 54 at-bats. Take a look at their center fielder. His first season was last year. He batted a .255 with two home runs, 17 RBIs. That was in 141 at-bats. Then over at their in right field, Austin Slater, it wasn't his first season in the majors like the other two, but he's 26 years old. He hit one home run last season, 23 RBIs, batted a .251 all in 199 at-bats. So this is a very young squad, so the outfield is not going to be a big problem for him if Bryce Harper does go there. But you also have guys like in the infield, Buster Posey, Evan Longoria, Pablo Sandoval, Brandon Crawford, Joe Panic, and Brandon Belt, but Brandon Belt can also play the outfield, so that the depth chart may not be totally 100% true. But this is a team that does have one starting pitcher. Other than that, the bullpen's decent. Their middle rotation's not that great, as they have Derek Holland, who they signed in the offseason, Jeff Samardzija moved down to their sixth, Drew Pomeranz, this is their seven, so it's not looking too great for this pitching rotation. It's not likely Bryce Harper will be a Giant and or Dodger. I'm still leaning heavily on the Philadelphia Phillies. They met Bryce Harper twice. It only makes sense. Nick Williams, he's a good guy to have on your bench to come off, possibly have a big clutch at bat, pinch hit. he's not there an everyday guy. Even if they even trade him for more pitching or even more bullpen up, that would be heavenly for the Philadelphia Phillies, or even have another young prospect that could go get out for him, because he has the capability of playing every single day. We can also get some stuff off him. Plus, with Aaron Altair was a guy that 2 years ago was on a hot streak of hitting out the blade. So he's even on their roster still. So they have all this talent on the team, but it only makes sense as a right field situation in Philadelphia that if you could capitalize on getting Bryce Harper, I would totally shoot for it and totally do that. Now, let's move things over to the scores that have taken place, the games that happened for this February 25th. We'll start off with the game that ended at a 3-3 tie, because in spring training there is no extra innings. The final score was 3-3 in the Tigers and Cardinals game. Moving things on, the Minnesota Twins defeated the Baltimore Orioles 7-1. The Pittsburgh Pirates defeated the Boston Red Sox 4-3. The Philadelphia Phillies defeated the Detroit Tigers 12-7. The Miami Marlins defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 5-2. And another game ended in a tie between the New York Mets and Houston Astros. The New York Yankees defeated the Blue Jays. A fun note for that is Troy Tulowitzki's first at-bat as a New York Yankee in the spring training. He hit a home run, so that's very, very positive for Troy Tulowitzki, trying to get himself back into that major league form, or back into that his prime days or his very rookie days in Colorado. The Atlanta Braves defeated the Washington Nationals 9-4. The San Francisco Giants and the Chicago White Sox tied at 4. The Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the Cubs 11-2. The Rockies defeated the Royals 12-5. The Texas Rangers beat the Cleveland Indians 11-5. The Chicago Cubs defeated the San Diego Padres 6-4. Seattle Mariners defeated the Reds 11-3. The Angels defeated the Brewers 4-3. And the Arizona Diamondbacks defeated the Oakland Athletics 4-3. So there's only three ties that happened. It's kind of odd to see a game end in a tie in Major League Baseball, but it is spring training once again. Just guys just trying to get back into form. It's always nice as a full month of spring training baseball before we have opening day, which is about maybe 28 days. I know for a fact it's less than that. Probably about a month. It might be a month, but I'm ready for it. And I'll give you the actual up-to-date check for the next episode. That will do it for here. Thank you for listening. Let me know where you think Bryce Harper will go. Even if it's not those three teams, just let me know in the comments or wherever you listen to this. But as always, I'm Kramer Sansone, and have a wonderful day.